Well, Ellie, in Posen, there lived a baker, and his name was Kalman. And every day he would open up his bakery in the morning to sell his fresh bread.
Oy vey, excuse me, Kalman. Can I buying a loaf of bread from you?
Of course. You can buy two loaves if you want.
Oh, no problem. I don't need two loaves. All I'm eating is one loaf.
Okay, so you can have one loaf if you like.
Well, I'm wanting that loaf over there, the one in the middle.
Oh, this one.
No, no, no. This loaf is not for me. It's too gross and grub. I need that one in the back.
This one over here.
No, that one is too skinny. I need a grubby one, but not too grub. Just right. Some bread that, a loaf of bread that went on a little diet, but not too much.
Okay. Well, I think this one here.
No, this one has too many poppy seeds all over the place. It looks like bugs. I don't like things that look like bugs on my bread or my challah.
Oh, no problem. So I'll give you this one here.
No, no, no. That has too much geschmierte Eier all over the place. It's too much geschmierte Eier. Please, please give me a different one.
Oh, no problem. How about this one up here on the shelf?
That's perfect. Please packing it up for me in a bag and please giving it to me right away. I have to go home and give it to my husband that has to eat their breakfast.
No problem. Here it is.
By the way, Carmen, I have a very, very good proposal for you.
A proposal? What type?
Well, I know that you have a daughter of marriageable age.
Yes, I do. And she's actually looking for a shidduch.
Well, I have the most perfectest boy in the ganze place. I'm telling you, this boy is going to be perfect for your daughter.
Are you serious? What's his name?
His name is Zevulun Volkenmann.
Oh, Zevulun Volkenmann. I know him. He's supposed to be a big Talmid Chacham.
Yes, he's a Talmid Chacham. He's a tzaddik. Oh, he's such a good kite, and he will make an unbelievable husband for your daughter.
Are you serious? Well, that's amazing. So in other words, are you ready to shidduch?
Of course. And one thing I want to tell you, that if this shidduch goes through, I want, instead of shadchunis geld, I want two fresh loaves of bread every morning from your bakery, but just the perfect ones, not too skinny, not too large, and I want that when I'm a little bit of a diet, but not too much weight was lost, because then it's too tiny for me. I make sure it doesn't have the bugs on it, the ones that look like the seeds. I mean the seeds that look like the bugs.
No problem. That's a good idea, and that's a great idea. Okay.
And about 1 week later, the news of Zevulun Volkenmann's shidduch spread like wildfire in the whole Posen. It was the main topic of discussion.
Did you hear about the new shidduch? No, I didn't hear. Well, I'll tell you, the new shidduch between the baker's daughter and Zevulun Volkenmann. Oh, that's beautiful. I can't believe it. I'm sure they'll have a lot of fresh challah by the wedding. Yes, Reb Zalman, of course, I hope to attend. Me too. Could you save a seat next to you for me? I like to sit next to you. No problem, Reb Zalman, but isn't it wonderful news? Yeah, Zevulun Volkenmann, what a good boy. And he was getting old. Baruch Hashem, he found the shidduch.
Yeah, Reb Zalman. So I'm gonna go now, because I have to take care of a lot of things for me, and for you. For me? What do you mean for me? Whatever I mean. I'm gonna go now. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, you say when you meet someone. Zagazunt. Okay, Zagazunt.
And the day after the Volen Valkenmann became a Chosin, he decided to go to his Rebbe, the Rav of Posen, Rebbe Akiva Eirer, and tell him all about the Shidduch and all of the planning that had to be done.
Who's there? Oh, Rebbe, it's me, Zevulun. Zevulun Valkenmann. Oh, how are you? Baruch Hashem, Rebbe. I get a big mazel tov. I became a chassan last night. Oh, Zevulun. Such wonderful news. It's mamish unbelievable. I'm so happy for you. I mamish feel like a stone was lifted from my chest. Ah, Baruch Hashem, it's Meiridik. You became a chosin. To who? But I became a chosin to Kalman the baker's daughter. Ah, Kalman the baker. What a choshev yidi is. Mamash, a man was learned Torah ganze tog. Anytime there's no one in his store, he opens up a Gemara and a Mishnayis and a Chumash and a Tehillim. He's mamash a great person. Yeah, Rebbe, that's what I heard. I'm so happy, Baruch Hashem, I became a chassan. And I wanted just to let the Rav know about the chassan that's coming up. Okay, when is the chassan going to be unveiled? Well, the chassan is actually going to be in a neighboring town, Grodno. Ah, in Grodno. Why in Grodno? You live here, and the Kala lives here. Well, because the father of the Kala, of Kalman, really lived in Grodno for a long, long time, and that's where most of his family lives. And he doesn't want to be matriach everyone to come all the way here to Posen, so he wants to make it in his hometown where his whole family lives. And that's why the wedding's going to be over there. I feel so bad being matriach the Rav for coming. I mean, I'm not demanding the Rav to come. I would love for the Rav to come and be the Mesad Kedushin and to come to the wedding and be Mesamech. And Mamish, I would love the Rav, to come. Ah, of course, I will come in Milta Hashem. I don't go to so many chasanis, but for your chasanis, Volen Valkenmann, what a elich bocha, what a mitzoyen and learning and midos. Of course, Mirza Hashem, I'm going to attend. Mirza Hashem, I'm going to attend.